Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
The most amazing feeling I feel, words can't describe, but the feeling is real. Baby, I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you. You. Glory. False alarms and false starts. All made better by the sound of your heart. Yeah. All the pain of the last time. I prayed so hard it was the last time. Your mama said that you danced for her. Did you wiggle your hands for her? Glory, glory, glory. Sorry. Everything that I prayed for, God's gift, I wish I would have prayed more. God makes no mistakes, I made a few. Rough sledding here and there, but I made it through. I wreak havoc on the world. Get ready for part two. A younger, smarter, faster me. So a pinch of hope. My greatest creation was you. Your grandpa died of nigga failure. Then he died of liver failure. Deep down, he was a good man. God damn, I can't deliver failure. Badass little hoe. 2 years old, shopping on Savile Row. Woo. Wicked ass little B. Hard not to spoil you, rotten looking like little me. The most beautiful thing in this world. But you was made in Paris. And mama woke up the next day and shot an album package. Last time the miscarriage was so tragic. We was afraid you disappeared. But nah, baby, you magic. So there you have it, shit happens. Make sure the plane you on is bigger than your carry-on baggage. Everybody goes through stuff. Life is a gift, love. Open it up. You're a child of destiny. You're the child of my destiny. You're my child with a child from Destiny Child. That's a hell of a recipe. Recipe. Glory. 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 Sorry. I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you.
Song. I don't know if you guys heard it, kind of like he put Mocha D name in it a little bit. I don't know if you heard that, but I got one question about that song. And y'all, Beyonce lovers and all that, don't get mad. I'm just asking, why he couldn't record the baby laughing? You know what I mean? Just laughing. Come in with. Anyway, what's up, everybody? Mocha D is in the house. You have just chimed in, turned in, streamlined. I don't know how you guys did it, but I'm here, EOTM, Smooth Latte with Mocha D. And I believe I got my girl, one of the rather bad chicks, there's about four of us together. Sweet Sassy T, I promise you guys will be in the building again. You guys requested it like this, her got darn show. So. I'm just kidding. What's up? You with me, Sweet Sassy T?
What's up, Mocha D? I'm with you. What's up?
That's right. Sweet Tati is in the building. Yeah, I had so many people that was like, Sweet Tati on BL, Sweet Tati on BL. I'm like, man, yeah, she's going go be in the building, and I got mad love for you, and I appreciate you being here once again with me, because I will not miss one of your shows. They are the business. Sweet Saxity had a show last with Tuesday, and we kind of ran amok around some of her gaps, you know. I hope you still got love for me. If you're listening out there, I forgot his name. I'm sorry about that. You said on your show, I got the memory on everything. But Bud, yeah, if you're out there, Bud, I love you. It wasn't that person. Anyway, we had a great time, and it's good to be here with you once again. I'm not mobile right now. Otherwise, I'd probably be over at your house doing this show, because Pat is so laid out and comfortable with that doggone 1900-inch screen she got up in there. And just go over there and chill. If you guys ever had some place to go where you can just chill, that's a beautiful thing. And that's what she had over there, a place where you can just relax and go outside. She got the outdoor fireplace, you know, just chilling.
Might have a little wine for you or something, perhaps, you know. And just chilling. I like that.
Anyway, what's good with you? What's going on, girl?
Well, everything is going good, too. I heard some news. I just want to, my heart go out to one of my friends that out there, her husband just killed himself. So, so my heart go out to those what she's going through right now, you know. So, just keep her in my prayers, and, you know.
Do I know her?
No.
Okay. That's a good thing.
I'll be
that type of stuff. And I'm all at the funeral, crying, falling out in the casket, and I just need to calm down.
I didn't know her husband, but just to hear anyone die, it you know, touched me. So just want to pray for her family, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, death is a natural thing, you know what I mean? And at this point in my life, I pretty much have adjusted to death, you know, because, when you lose so many people, you got to just get into the realization of, hey, people will go. And that little sting of death, you know, you're going to still have that bitter, sweet sting, but thank God for Jesus, you know, real talk, because hopefully he was a saved man. He was a saved man, and that way he'll be a saved man. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But so much for that news, with all respect to that. What about you? How are you doing, Sweet Sassy T, with your cool self? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, my kids, we doing big things in California. You know, my son was, you know, a little down on him with the grades, but, you know, a mother like me, we gonna keep it pushing. And I don't have nothing to complain about, you know. I really don't.
Okay.
You know,
that's
God is good, and that's real talk right there. God is good.
All
even when people doubt him,
time,
you know, that's one thing I would never do, doubt God, you know, because whatever you go through in life, it's for a reason. I feel like anything you go through, anything is a reason.
That's right. Well, you know what I'm going to do before I get my very wonderful friend of mine, my special guest on the show, he's back again, Mr. Curtis Smith, and I'm looking forward to that. Before I do that, though, I want to say, what's up, and show some mad love for T'Angelo. I was just looking through his stuff, you know, his family. And the kicking spot, if you guys haven't tuned in to the kicking spot, that's what y'all need to do, you know, because he is hilarious, he is adorable, and he is family. And for the EOTM, T'Angelo, he's the business, you know what I mean? He got love for him. He's doing some big things. So I just want to say, what's up, T'Angelo? And you guys, check him out. Check him out because he's doing some things. What was you about to say,
T? I'm just listening to the way you talking. It's just, I'm just like, oh, my. Is she all right?
You know what? I'm okay. Do you mean, am I like what? What? Am I like what? All right, like what? Do I not feel good, or am I?
No, like are you drinking some wine?
No, I'm going to tell you what I am doing. I am high off of life. I'm so excited about not only just this show tonight, but,
tone it down.
No, I'm going to tell you something. And you've been on my show many, many, many times, so you should know by now. I don't know if I sound more elated or more excited tonight, but I am.
I am. I'm feeling real good. Like, I feel good.
And that's absolutely, but I just thought you, never mind.
Well, I feel great. You know, my truck is still down right now. You guys don't know, I'm having some transportation issues right now. My truck is still down, but you know, like you said, Sweet Savvy, God is good. And I'm not going
right.
to speak on nothing negative. It's going to be a positive show. It's going to flow like that. I always do. But, yeah, you know what? I am. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing right now, people. I'm standing in the mirror, and I'm gorgeous. You know what I mean? I'm absolutely beautiful. So I'm standing I'm standing in the mirror right now, and I'm just right there looking at myself, and I'm saying, you know what, God is good. He really is.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling that way, because last time we talked about this, you said you was the type of person who don't think you're gorgeous, and I corrected you and said I never seen that side of you, and then you said, I guess you don't know me after all.
Well, you know what, man, you did talk even after that, and you know what, you're right. You guys are right. No, that's not, you guys know I clown around a lot. That's not what I'm in the mirror doing. I'm just standing here. I am in the mirror, though, but I'm just standing here telling them what color I want to change my hair. I think I want to do like a reddish. Really, I never went like a honey blonde. I think I did one time. I think, T, you probably remember that. You got that memory. But I think I want to do like a cinnamon or something. I'm feeling a cinnamon. What you think? Can I work with a cinnamon?
Let's get this ball rolling.
Okay, I'm curious with you, Mary. I remember when you did, I loved you in that, honey. You did that blonde girl, that was the bomb. That was a long time ago, but you did that. You owned that. Okay, well, listen. This is what I'm wants to do at this moment, because I know Curtis is sitting back saying, like, this is all good. Let's get this show rolling, because we got some things he want to share, and I do indeed want to hear. So do I have you on the line with me, Mr. Curtis Smith of FLACC, family with AIDS Cancer, the founder, the owner, the entrepreneur of the year? You need to be nominated immediately. So let's talk about it. Curtis Smith, are you in the house?
Yes, I'm in the house. Mocha D, how are you? God bless you.
God bless you too, Mr. Sunshine. I went on your page, Curtis. I went on your page and I looked, man, you know what, that picture of you is the business. You're looking good in purple, man.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, I was talking to my Carla B., and I was telling her, she was like, well, you know, Mocha D, you didn't send me that picture yet, because I'm kind of slow on that computer. I'm like, you know, I'm not totally illiterate, but I'm kind of, I said, Carla B, you the genius, and you the Colonel Clink in this outfit. Look, I'm telling my age now. You the Colonel Clink. I don't know nothing about that show. Well, never ran on that. So she went in there. She said, man, she said, that's a nice picture. That's a nice picture. I said, pull it. Snatch it. Take it. She took that picture and posted it. Yeah, that's the business right there, man. That's that president shot. That's what that is. Anyway, Curtis, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening.
And how are you?
Good evening. I am well. It's well with my soul on today. It
so
is well with
that's
my
a
soul.
Song too. I love Curtis. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it
sure
is.
Right?
Yeah, I love singing it too.
That's right. Well, last time we talked, we were going to get you back on the show, and I thank you for taking time out to come on the show. You know,
oh,
I know you're
awesome.
Busy,
not a problem. Not a problem.
And I know there's been a few exciting things that has been going, taking place. You've made quite a bit of connections, and you've stomped through doggone
Yes.
Stomped. From what I'm understanding, because I've been keeping up with you, you done stumped through Vegas, you done stumped through San Jacinto, Hemet, L.A., San Diego. You making landmarks and putting dents everywhere, and I want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man, please. Well-deserved. Well-deserved. You were doing some things that some men and women just refuse to do. Even if it's laid out in their hands, some people just want to tuck away and say, well, you do it. You say
right.
You know, But you are standing out there like the man, and I thank God that you're doing it, and I pray tonight more people will get not just the message of what you're doing in your life per se, but grab some knowledge, get some wisdom, get some information, get educated, and that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Tell me, from the last conversation we had, you had opened up the curriculum, and I know that there are going to be some meetings that's going to be held and some other events that's about taking place. So I do want you to talk about those dates again of when it's going to be taking place and exactly what we'll be doing on that date. So I'll let you speak on that at this point.
Okay. Well, a lot is going on. The first thing I would like to say is that I finally got office space. Praise God. I have a place. I have a key to a office with a conference room and everything. So I thank God for that. I want to give out that address. We have our first fundraising event that will be coming up either tentatively March 3rd or March 10th. And God has been dealing with me on getting my foundation within the community. So I've joined the Chamber of Commerce for both Hemet and San Jacinto. And they've been very, very supportive. We'll be doing a red ribbon cutting ceremony there. The city of Hemet is doing a bio on the care center and also the vision and how it came about. I mean, God is just opening doors everywhere. And I would encourage anybody that has a vision or they have a dream or something they've been aspiring to do to step into their purpose, put God all up in it, because he's moving and giving favor on his people.
That's right. Yes. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Let me ask you a question, because a lot of people are not familiar. They're not familiar with the Chamber of Conference, and they don't know what they do. A lot of people don't know where to go and different resources. So if you can kindly tell me, what does the Chamber of Conference, what can it do for someone?
Well, what if you have a business, or if you even have an idea, your local city chamber of commerce, C-O-M-M-E-R, Chamber of Commerce, will assist you. They will assist you. Now, there is some cost associated to becoming a member, but if you want to, you know, you got to invest in yourself. You got to invest in your vision. You got to invest in your dream. So, you know, it's important to join those type of organizations that are in your community, that are community-based, and so they can help support your business within the community, and they help get you out there. They have network mixers. They have, like, other faith-based nonprofits that are in the community. You get to know each other, and you get your business known in the community. And it's really important in your helpers one to another, because this is where this country is going. Big business and big government is no more. It's all about entrepreneurism.
That's right.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You.
No, go on, please.
Yeah, and I may be going into another vein and not just talking about myself, because I'm not the only one out there with a vision or a dream or a purpose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to encourage those and not just, you know, promote the care center, because it is in fruition. But I'm not the only dream out there. I'm not the only vision out there. I'm not the only purpose out there. So I just want to share that knowledge with those that do have a dream and do have a purpose, and you holding on to it. You don't know what move to make. Ask questions.
Exactly.
Ask
and thank
questions.
Thank you so much for correcting me at the chamber, because I said the Chamber of Conference, and we are at the Chamber of Commons, so thank you for the correction.
Yes.
With the fundraising that you'll be doing, you said either on the 1st or the 3rd of March. Tell everyone what exactly that fundraiser is for.
Okay, the fundraiser is going to be for, of course, going towards the care center. And what we're going to be doing is we have to you need money. You need money if you're going to function. That's just a reality. So it's going to go towards filling that office space, you know, because it's empty, but the space is there. We need, you know, we need supplies, we need furniture, but also it's going to go toward the clients that are coming in like a flood right now. I'm signing up people to that have HIV/AIDS, and, you know, they need help. So it's going to go toward food vouchers, the monetary needs that they need, you know, that they need to have. Also, we're going to be employing case managers, social workers. The lights need to stay on, you know. Right now, you know, the clients need to go to their doctor's appointments and what have you. The car that I have is a salvage vehicle, you know, mm-hmm. So I need to get, like, you know, a van, just computer, just whatever is necessary to run the business. But primarily it's going to go towards the clients.
Okay.
Is going to go towards them and meeting their needs.
Exactly. Now, I know you've been on the show a few times, and you do stress exactly what the care center was for, what exactly you were doing. So
right.
For those who didn't tune into the show, and for the new
okay.
people that are listening in, I'd like you to reiterate all the things that the care center is standing for, what exactly the FLACC. What can you do, or what are you planning on doing for the people?
Okay, well, what we plan on doing, the main thing we plan on doing is assisting monetarily, spiritually, if they want, prayer, support, counseling, mentorship, as far as their lifestyle, because their lifestyle has to change if they have the disease. You know, quality of life issues in relationship to nutrition, you know, how we're supposed to maintain this temple, you know, in relationship to AIDS and the HIV virus. We need to be feeding life into our body. So therefore, we have to eat, you know, appropriately life-giving things. You know, your greens, you got to be taking your vitamins. You got to take your vitamin C because you have to help your body help itself. You know, and that's even for healthy people, but even more so for those that have AIDS, because your immune system is so compromised. Like, once again, my testimony is that right now I have no immune system, but I'm going strong. I'm going strong because, number one, I have the power of the Holy Spirit, but also I have to use wisdom in what I put into my body and what I do with my body. And so, you know, it is a temple of God. And so we are his creation. So therefore, we need to take care of it. We need to protect ourselves. So if we're out there, you know, doing things with our body in a sexual way, let me just put it out there, we need to protect ourselves and we need to protect others. We need to be concerned about our own body. If you love yourself, you got to protect yourself.
All right.
You know, and so we are coming from a Jesus Christ centered perspective, but like I said, you know, everybody isn't coming from that avenue, but we'll help you too.
That's right.
We'll help you too, and we'll show the love of the Lord, but I ain't gonna, you know, I'm not there to convert you. You know, I'm here to help you, you know.
Yeah.
So that's where we're coming from. That's where FLACC is all about. And, you know, we're really, you know, I don't know if, you know, there are other, you know, agencies that are helping and assisting people with AIDS, but we want to respond to the whole man.
Exactly. You're right.
We want to respond to the whole man.
What I'm going to do, Brother Curtis, because, you know, this is something, of course, it's dear to my heart because I have family members that have died from this
yes.
this disease. And
yes.
This is something that's
very dear to my heart, something that I'm very well interested in. Curtis have made me part of the organization, and I thank you for that. So you guys understand one thing. I'm not coming in there playing games. I'm very serious about his organization, and like the last time, the first time he called in, we did indeed have some callers. Actually, it was just one caller that had said some derogatory things. And like I said before, listeners, we're not having it. I don't know if you want us to open the phone line or not, but right now I have a closed session because I need to really get people to understand this is not just your livelihood, this is not just a little job, this is your vision and your dream and something that's going forward because of God, only God.
The enemy
would have put this under a long time ago and put you under a long time ago if he had his hands in it, but he doesn't. Glory be to God. What I'm going to do, Curtis, is I'm going to take a commercial break because I'm overdue for that commercial break.
All right.
And we're
going
to come right back, and perhaps we can talk to his daughter that is supposed to be here, but she may not be here. And if she's not here, she's a very busy young lady. You guys better understand that. That girl is about her business. So we're going to take a commercial break. We'll talk about that in a minute. Mocha D will be back.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
That's what's up. Mr. Curtis Smith, founder of FLACC, Family Living with AIDS Care Center, is on the line with me. And do we have your daughter here on the line?
She is not available.
No. It's okay. I understand. You know, she, let me say something, tell the audience, listening audience, I believe I did post that she would be on the line, but what I should have posted was a little bit more information because she is a very busy young lady, people. This woman is involved in a few organizations. She's involved in a few things in the community, and she goes on her, she's busier than I am. So I just want to say that I wish you were here in case you get a moment to listen and go to the archives and listen to the show. Love you. I know. I'm just let me retract that. Ramona, love you. Okay. Very much. And that's for you too, Curtis. I'm gonna be
Thank
Ramona
you.
Right now, and we're gonna drop Mocha D for about 5 minutes. I'm gonna be Ramona right now and let you know that my heart is with you and everything that you're doing. I believe in your dream.
God bless you.
I believe in your vision. I do. So now, what I want to ask you, because like I said, there's quite a few people that are new to listening to what's going on here, and if you care to go over a few things that you have discussed in the first show, as far as you know, the things that you have encountered, be it good things or bad, whatever the case may be, because people do want to know about you and what's going on, how did all this go down and things like that.
Okay. Well, in my own personal life, I was diagnosed with the HIV virus back in 1987. And that's when I was first diagnosed. And I made the decision to, you know, to live. You know, I had to ask myself the question, Curtis, do you want to live or do you want to die? And I chose life. So therefore, I pursued life with even more of a passion. And at that time, they didn't have a lot of drugs, so I didn't take anything because what they did have available made me sick. So I just went by, I just lived by faith, and faith has brought me thus far. Now, this is 25 years later. 25 years later, I've been married, had children. I have a granddaughter. I was married for 19 years. I knew my wife for 27 years from high school. And she, once again, she loved me unconditionally. I want to say that again, unconditionally. You know, and we talked about originally when I came on, learning how to love, you know, knowing what love really means, that agape love. When you love God, then you can love everyone else, and you can mainly love yourself, you know, and respect yourself. And, you know, and at that age, being young, I didn't know how to love, you know, I didn't know how to love. And that's just the bottom line to the whole story. So, you know, you make mistakes when you're in that position, you know. And so, you know, when you know better, you do better. When you grow, you know, you grow, you know. And so fast forwarding it 25 years later, I lost a daughter, you know, due to this disease. And I lost my wife in 2009, but not of age. She had respiratory failure. And here I am still standing. Now, did I have a struggle? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You know, losing my wife was a sucker punch that life had given me. And did I handle it completely perfectly? No, I did not. But God did never left my side. And I tell you, you know, sometimes you enter into there's trials of life that, you know, if you don't look up and you look at that particular trial, you know, it could kill you. You know, there are some things in trials of life that will kill you, and that's what the enemy wants to do. But we have to find that light and that hope that's, you know, out there and even in us and in God. And you know, keep it pushing, keep it pressing, rise up. You know, I know when when in a trial, the dust settles, you know, after that trial, and you're like, okay, who am I? I didn't have the faith that I thought I had, you know. And so you come up out of those ashes, you know, victorious. You really, really can.
Yeah.
And so
you are one of the great men that I know. You are one of the great men, and I say it again, one of the great men that I know. I don't know anyone like you. And you guys, I know him as Brother Curtis. And I'm a little uncomfortable just calling you Curtis. I've been calling Brother Curtis for years.
Yeah.
You know? So, like I said, I'm going to put Mocha D down. I have a great deal of respect for you, Brother Curtis, period. And what you're doing, I have to keep up with you. Not because you put me on the board. Then you wouldn't have did it if you didn't know how I felt.
Right.
You wouldn't have made me part of it unless you knew that I'm coming real.
Yeah.
Keeping it one bow wow.
Yeah.
As my friend says, keeping it one bow wow. It was tasty. I miss her. It was a friend of mine. But anyway, I believe in what you're doing, and this is why I will continue to have you as a guest on my show. Tonight will be the last time you're going to have to go. You may touch a little bit, but you won't have to go through all those emotions of that. We will just focus on what's happening. what's happening. We're going to keep them updated with what's happening. But I know that I have callers that have never called you before because we get the breakdown. So now you guys want to know what's going on with Brother Curtis, then and that's not even on the – that's not because we met in the church. You know, we did. I don't call him Brother Curtis anymore because we met in the church. I call you Brother Curtis because you are like a brother to me.
Amen, amen.
So, as much as I love the Lord, I call you Brother Curtis because you are indeed like a brother to me. So from this point on, you guys, if you want to know what happened – and to why he made it to this point and how he made it to this point, all those gory details, go to the archives, people, with all due respect. Go to the archives. It's there.
Amen.
Go way
Amen.
Back when we started years ago, you guys can go check it all out. The next show we have, Brother Curtis, will be after, if it's all right with you. I'd like to get you back on this show after we have this fundraiser on March 3rd, I believe. And,
March, tentatively March 3rd or tentatively March 10th.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is, because you know I got my ride or die with me, one of the ride or dies is three of us.
Yes, okay.
Quality, Sweet Satin T. Sweet Satin T is on the line, and she's been on mute, and that's hard for her. This woman is a woman of new words. New words. So, Sweet Satin T, you want to say what's up to Curtis Smith?
How you doing, Curtis?
I'm blessed. How are you, Sweet Taffy T?
Oh, I'm doing good.
I'm sorry.
No. It's not hard for me to be quiet, especially when it comes to knowledge.
Amen.
So knowledge is better. It's best for us to be quiet in order for us to obtain it. But go ahead, girl. Talk to me.
That's right.
I just want to say, so far, you know, good show, Mocha D and Curtis. You know, I'm just sucking everything in and learning more and more. I was on the show last time you was on the show, and I asked you some questions. So basically, I must admit, you saying everything I want to hear. So, I mean, I can't believe I'm speechless.
Me and Sweet Sassy T, we like Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson, you know, but she probably don't even know who that is. I'm telling my age. <laughs> Yeah, but you said you had it ever since 1987. Yes.
You see, God is good. You, man, wow.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't use no medicine.
No.
Wow.
No, strictly by faith. Strictly by faith. And I'm still here by faith. I'm still here by faith.
Amen. Yeah,
because the medicine that I'm taking is not working.
That's nothing but God. Nobody never believed in God before. There you go. He's living proof. Not taking anything.
God, dog. You better say that again, Brother Curtis. You better say that again in case somebody did not hear the miracle.
Okay.
Happening.
Okay, my immune system is severely compromised right now. I have none. As far as if your doctor was to check your immune system compared to mine, your CD4 count would be maybe 1,000, mine is 10.
You guys hear this miracle on the phone? Do you guys hear this miracle on the line and tell me that God is not God?
He's 27 years, right?
Jesus.
I'm sorry?
You said 27 years later?
Yes. Right now, your immune system has a T-cell count that fights off viruses. Like a normal human being would be probably about 1,200. You know, or to 1,000. As you get older, like in your 60s or 70s, it plateaus about 800. So I'm 47, and my T cell count is 10, about 10, 11.
And you guys don't tell me the numbers mean anything. My numbers don't mean a goddamn thing. God said,
amen.
God will, and God does. And God is not a man. He does not lie. You are on a mission from the Lord, and I wouldn't care if you got older than Noah. You ain't going nowhere until the work is done. Until the work is done.
That's right.
You know what, Brother Curtis? I can't do nothing but give you mad love. I can't. You make me want to love God even more. That's what you make me.
God, you know, God. Yes, God. You know, He is no respecter of persons. And God has been sharing with me, and I heard someone say this, and it's God in my spirit, that sanctification, separation, and consecration equals exaltation. And when I heard that, it just got all up in my spirit. And see, when we consecrate ourselves, when we separate ourselves and sanctify ourselves in relationship to God, He has to be exalted in the earth and glorified in you and through you. See, this ain't just for me. It's not about me.
Exactly. You're right.
It's not just about me, you know. And so we all have that opportunity to be exalted in the earth, and whatever gift or whatever vision or whatever trial that we've been through that makes that beauty for ashes thing happen, you know, God wants to be glorified in your weaknesses, in your failures. He wants to be glorified. So if we put God first and glorify God, you know, in all that we do, acknowledge Him in all our ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we
will be exalted. We will be exalted.
Like you did state, the care center is also for those who are non-believers. And hopefully after you.
Yes, they are.
So
yes, they are for
life,
non-believers
said,
as well.
Yeah, He said, but according to the word, before it's all said and done, every tongue will confess and every knee shall bow. But here is my question.
Mm-hmm.
For those who do not believe, and they come to your house of refuge, to your care center.
Yes.
What are you gonna? Because your most powerful attribute to what's going on in your life, your most powerful, just your well being is knowing God. Is knowing that He is the healer. What do you say to those who don't believe that? Look at
love.
Me. When you walk in the door, you say,
look
at me. I am a reflection of God. They don't believe it. So how are we going to get them to understand and feel what you're feeling?
Love. Love.
Just love. Just love.
Just love.
Love. And
just love them, and you meet you find out what their needs are. You meet their need. And you love.
That's right. There you go. Brother Curtis, you have the answer in Jesus' name. How to love. How to love.
Yes, that's my song. You know it. You didn't play it either. Where is it?
Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to play that. You know what, Brother Curtis? I saw that video for the first time. I just told Sweet Sassy Peter. Didn't that Sweet Sassy a couple of days ago? I saw that CD, that video for the first time on how to love. When that girl ran up out of there off that table, didn't want to have an abortion, she said, I can't do it. She got up, ran up out of the house, ran up out of the clinic. And I said, I thought about you all. I was watching that video, Brother Curtis. And I'm like, God is so good, man. That man, you know what? That little dude right there, that little strange, little skinny little dude made that song. He did that. He did that. You know what? When I started on this call, I didn't have no wine. At this point, I've had a nice glass of wine. So let's okay. Look, I had the pleasure of sitting down and whining and dining with Lil Wayne's mom, man, and she's a sweetheart, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. This little dude right here, he did that. That's a song to be proud of. And Carla, I know she got our back on it, Let's hear it, Carla B. Let's do that for Brother Curtis. Hallelujah, because I know you want to hear it. Every show you come on, you're going to hear it.
Yeah.
Let me hear it. Drop it like it's hot.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Cut the music up
a little loud.
Yeah. You had a lot of crooks trying to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you run a corner trying to put it together. How to love. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about. That song right there, I don't know if he won an award for it, but you got me loving that song, Brother Curtis. Seriously. You did that. You hear me? You did that. You put that song on my mind. So are you with me, Brother Curtis? Are you with me?
Hello? Mocha D? I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, you know how this system is.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Amen.
Cool. Yeah,
all
right. This modern technology seems like some ancient technology sometimes. Seriously, I was saying, Brother Curtis, you got me loving that song.
Yes.
Sheesh.
I love it so much. When he came out with that, it's really, I want to say it's poetic. It's also prophetic, you know. And it's also putting out their wisdom and knowledge, because that young girl, that not only was she going to get an abortion, but the doctor came and told her that she was HIV positive.
Oh, I didn't even get all that part.
Yeah. The doctor came in and told her. That's what she was upset about. She was HIV positive. That's why that song is so powerful. And the fact that it came out at the same time that the care center is coming into fruition. See.
So when we have the other opening that we're going to be doing, I guess that's
yes.
Playing in the background.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Right. I tell you, Brother Curtis, that's what's up. Now, I know you said on the 3rd of March that we'll be doing a fundraiser. Now, you have something else going on that's coming up. Tell me about it.
We'll be having a red ribbon cutting ceremony for the offices through the city of Hemet and possibly San Jacinto. That will be in February. Of course, we have our address as well. So we have our offices, and that's a blessing. What else do we have going on? That's basically it. Just establishing myself in the community. And the vision is to have three other offices, one in San Bernardino, San Diego County, and then also Riverside County. So we're going to, and then of course we're starting in Hemet, California. So we're going to deal with the four corners of this region, of this territory, of the Inland Empire, which consists of San Bernardino, Riverside, you know, Hemet, and then even further east to San Diego County.
Oh, that is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. So what you're gonna be doing some training. I mean, and I mean, it's life skills.
Oh, absolutely. Coping skills. Come on now. You know, here's an individual that has coped with death, has coped with having a compromised immune system for over 20 years, you know, and I'm boasting in God when I say that, because I only can.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
Not me in and of myself, you know, so I have to boast in the Lord, but man, I've had to cope. I've had to cope with this soberly.
And what keeps coming to my mind is the people, and I don't impose my beliefs on anyone, but I am.
And me either.
Yeah. But what keep coming into my mind is, if they come there to that center, they, you know, perhaps this is their last resort, so to speak.
Yes, yes.
And it's really sad, but it's a fact that people come to God last instead of first. You know, but that's okay because he's ready to be there. He's there for the sinners, and he's there for you when you fall. Thank God for Jesus, you know.
Right,
so, and
right.
That's perfectly okay. So I think those who don't believe, I feel that they will be a believer when they leave up out of there. Because at that point in a lot of people's life, you gotta believe. You gotta believe.
Yeah, because you know what, you're coming in a broken position. You're coming in broken. You don't know where to turn to, and you need somebody that understands what's going on in your life. And so, you know, God is there to meet them if they're willing to receive. And so, you know, they're coming in broken. They're not coming in on their high horse. They're not coming in. They're coming in for an answer. They're coming in looking for how to deal with this, how to cope with this. How do I, you know, embrace this?
So, and, you know what, it's fair to say that AIDS don't care who would attack and you know, cancer and all those other diseases. It doesn't.
Exactly.
You know,
I would say the same thing for them all.
Exactly. So what do you say to the atheists that and I'm just gonna do this for a minute, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna steer into this long. But what do you say to the atheists that come in there that's mad at God because of the situation? Mad at God and still want some help.
That was my first client, an atheist.
Tell me about it.
An atheist individual that has AIDS. He came to me. That was my first client. He came out of the probation department. He came out of jail.
Mm.
And he was infected with the virus. And he was like, this is who I am. Snap, crackle, pop, you know. And I don't care. But you know what? I need some help.
Right.
You know, and I helped him. I helped him.
Well,
helped him.
I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're not going to turn away anyone. I know that. You know, it's just what I'm saying is at the end of the day,
right.
It's just me. How can you not? Because I was going to say, how can you not love God at the end of the day? But the thing is, and this is a biblical story of whereas I think Jesus had told. Someone that had questioned him about doing some healing on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, and they were questioning, you're not God, you know, you're not serving the Lord, you wouldn't be doing it. I'm sure you know the story. He said,
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, would the devil do anything to benefit God? Anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
How can you not understand that this is nothing but the Lord? It's nothing but the Lord, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to go into some type of religious fanatic.
Well, I want to answer your question and relate. I know where you're going, and the thing of it is that they will see the God in you, and they'll want it. They'll want what you have because, see, the thing of it is that you have something that you have a power in you that they don't have.
Yes.
So therefore, you're loving me and you're telling me that you love God and you love Jesus and I'm an atheist and I have HIV or AIDS and you're still going to help me. That boggles their mind.
Yes, it does. Yes,
it boggles their mind. So they want to know what makes you tick.
You're right.
What makes you tick?
Most people that go into different cults and go into the different dark worlds, they're looking for an answer, for a leader. They're looking, actually looking for someone. That's why it's so easy to get runaways and abuse children. And that's why it's so easy to lure them into this particular.
Because they're looking for something. Topic. They're looking for the truth anyway.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right.
They're looking for the truth anyway. They're still seeking after something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
and
still
that's,
so.
That's
and then
that
when
is,
they.
That is
yes,
but
yeah.
You said, no, I'm listening. Go on. You said it
oh,
was
no. They're looking for the truth. And so they're looking for the. You know what? People are looking for integrity. And whatever they believe in, they want to find integrity in it. They're looking for integrity. They're looking for something to fill that void within. And it's integrity. So if you're, what you're telling them has integrity and it's sound and it makes sense and you could go to the Bible and show them this is the truth, this is the good news, they can't deny it because they are intelligent. They have enough intelligence to even question it.
You know what, Brother Curtis, whether they're looking for integrity, a friend, healing, just an ear, that's where God has sent another one of his children, Curtis Smith, to be an aid, to let them know the way. And if they don't see the way and the truth through the care center, God's going to send somebody else. So our only desire is for them to be saved.
Yeah.
Whether they be saved, whether they die today, whether your immune system shut down to zero, you know where you're going. I want you to give your website. I want you to give a phone number. I want to let you to let them know where they can locate you, my brother. My brother. Tell them what to do because Mocha D is going to be leaving the building in 2 and 2.
All right, okay.
All
right, the phone number to the care center is 951-570-3385. Also, you can contact us through our website at www.flaccnpo.com. My email address is capital FLACC123@yahoo.com. Also, we're at 1122 South State Street in Hemet, California, 92583.
That's right. 92583. Brother Curtis,
yes.
Could you give them a number that they can reach you?
Yes, 951-570-3385.
3385. That is Curtis Smith, the founder of FLACC, Family Member with AIDS Care Center. You guys better ask somebody. EOTM Radio know what's going on, when it's going on, where it's going on, how it's going on, why it's going on. Sweet Sassy T, do you want to say something to Brother Curtis? Sweet Sassy T. You know my mouth be moving. Sweet Sassy T has left the building.
I'm still here. Well, you should be leaving the building. Literally.
So literally, I didn't mute her out. But come on, Sweet Sassy T, you want to say something about Brother Curtis?
Like I said at the beginning, a nice show, and you taught me a lot. Never too old or too young or too wise to learn anything. So thank you for that.
You are so very welcome.
Well,
and likewise. Likewise.
Carla B put money in my pocket, and after I passed that 8 o'clock hour, she stopped subtracting. So what we're going to do is we're going to play your song once again, Curtis.
All right.
Let's do it, Carla B. Drop it like a hot and Mocha D is leaving the building. I love you guys.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
EOTM Radio.
EOTM Radio has the best music talk show. EOTM Radio. The best music.
EOTM Radio. Go to EOTMRadio.com and check out the blog site, EOTMblog.com. Yeah. EOTM Radio has the best music talk shows. EOTM Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, Mother Jesus, baby.
Cut the music up.
A little loud.
Yeah. You had a lot of crooks trying to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're on the corner trying to put it together. How to love. Like